Okay, well, it's it is now again. We resume our hearing at 8:50 a.m. And I understand the parties have come to a resolution of sorts, which they are handing up. Let me just read through this.
Your Honor, may I talk to him,
Please.
my client? Oh.
Okay, I've reviewed this, Mr. Lee. Are the parties in accord?
Yes, Your Honor.
Wonderful. You may stay seated, Mr. Lee.
It's
Thank
an
you.
old dog.
Well, the table's too, this is the awkward height of the table.
Old dog,
We
new
need a
cribs,
podium.
you
I also love to stand, but
know.
okay, so
Eric Peterson, on behalf of the department, Your Honor, we've discussed the situation. We're trying to work with what we can with Mr. Jensen to try to make sure that we get a system in place that's appropriate for the place he has out there, and trying to do some accommodation to make sure that he can use what structure of the system that is in place, which would be operable. And so he was given some terms within the health officer's order to allow him to come into compliance. And the time frame of that was in basically about a year ago or so. And so what we, as we work through this appeal, we try to reach an accommodation to make sure that he can try and apply the code in effect at the time that the notice of violation happened, because there have been changes to the Skagit County Code and WAC since that point. And so that may enable him a greater ability to comply with having a working septic system, which is ultimately, of course, the department's goal to make sure that that occurs. And so what we've done is modified the terms of the health officer's orders letter to specifically give him the benefit of the WAC and Skagit County Code in effect at the time the notice violation occurred, but otherwise essentially set the same terms on the health officer's order, which would be to have the septic design system occur and then upgrades go through the normal process. The other terms would remain in effect, including a reduction to assessment, which is to 1750 of the fine, the penalties. If again we get to the point of completion of this process and he has not complied entirely, then all the initial assessing penalties would not be reduced and be in effect. We did add a provision at the last end that parties reserve all objections and rights under the applicable county code and Washington Administrative Code, because they may have to go through a process of evaluating the actual septic system as the designer provides, given the as-built that we received. And so we understand that's going to be a process, and this may have to, some of these things may be hashed out and are probably better hashed out at that process. But so that's why we've had that reservation of rights provision at the end. So I'm just explaining the terms of what we have and why we reached this
The
accommodation with
way I
all of this.
interpret it is, and the way I would like to do this, but I think it's the intention of the party, is I'm going to enter a order of stipulated dismissal with these exact terms as the terms of the dismissal of the case. But we're really just kicking the new deadline down to September, and hopefully you guys will have it all resolved by then, or we'll take this up again, it sounds like.
I think that's really a good way to look at it, Your Honor. First, I would w like to stay out on the record that our proposition is the system is working. It is fine. It's the We've had recent pump tests. There's no deficiency reported, but we understand that permits are required for the work that was performed, and that's what this process will allow us to do. And if there's a problem with, from our perspective, the county is going out of bounds in the context of that permit application, we will deal with it at that point and not deal with it here in hypotheticals.
Well, I have no objection to entering this way as long as neither of the parties have an objection to my plan, which is to issue an order called order of dis stipulated dismissal with this language.
Yes. Thank you,
I'm
Your
going to admit this exhibit is exhibit 36. Just a little bit of, it doesn't
Honor.
really matter because I'm bookkeeping, but I do have 35 exhibits in the record. I did have to rearrange some of them last night, so my exhibit list may not match what you've seen. Just a few out of chronological order. But it doesn't matter, it's being dismissed. But just for purposes, if we need to deal with this again at some future date, I have organized, at least we have these files organized in our office, and I will be entering that order. Thank you all for working hard to find a resolution, and that will be the pendency of this, the completion of this hearing. I will, if someone would email also the hearing examiner's clerk,
Do that right
a
now.
copy of this language, then I will get that order entered today. And thank you all so much.
Thank you.
This hearing is over.
My apologies for not getting this done sooner.
Oh, it's my job. I love it. I'm here to serve the county. So thank you,
Thank you, Your
sir.
Honor.
The Department of Health would stay afterwards. I'd love to meet with you. Thank you.
Good seeing you.
Yeah, good to see you too.